podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, this is DJ KQ. Are you questioning your friends? Don't worry, you aren't crazy. I'm here to tell you the cold truth here and now at Unfriend. Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. It's DJ KQ and you're tuning in to Unfriend. I'm finally listening to myself. I'm starting to get used to it. Before, like the past two episodes, I wasn't really used to like talking about myself and getting to know my audience, but I feel very at home, if that makes sense. Okay, so our last episode, which was Mo Money, Mo Problems, I think I really liked the episode. I think that was one of my favorites. And there's soon to be more. And hopefully I get to have a guest on the show as well. I think I have somebody that I think that will represent this show very well. But this is episode number 4. And this one is called The Personal Assistant. I've discussed this previously in my other two episodes about how people that only like to talk about themselves and make it about them constantly. Well, personal assistant, I don't think it's very two-sided. I think it is very one-sided in a relationship like that. It's definitely something that will mentally mess you up, because sometimes in a personal assistant relationship where it's very, very one-sided, you feel as if the person that you're trying to communicate with is not understanding, and you're constantly doing favors for them and you're constantly being there for them. But if it's the other way around, they seem to be not in sight. Now, another story time. This one is actually kind of heartfelt, kind of not, but of course I was a personal assistant. I can admit that. It was basically a relationship where I was doing things for the person only for the mere fact of I felt like at the time they were doing a whole lot for me because I was in a very vulnerable state, and I felt like they were doing things for me because they wanted to, and so I felt like I wanted to do things for them. But it became a constant thing where they always came to me. I was kind of like a hotel stop at a freeway. That's what it felt like. So I hate to admit it, but it's true, and it happens. Some people don't realize they're in that position until it actually happens, until they start noticing the flaws and they start noticing the red flags. And hopefully some of you are also gonna be well aware soon enough that it's happening. And I'm not saying that this is happening to everybody, but it happens sometimes where the person is constantly asking for favors. So like I said, I'm gonna repeat what I always say at the beginning of my podcast. Always communicate with your with the person. Always communicate with the person that you have an issue with before I start talking about the four things that are very important. So make sure to always communicate and let them know that some things are a little bit iffy and you don't appreciate them doing it, or maybe like they should pipe down on some certain things. Just let them know, and hopefully they'll acknowledge that some things that they do are not okay. And if they don't, I'm not asking you to drop them instantly, but know your worth and walk with grace. Okay, so our very first rule. Our very first rule is, how did we end up here? I feel like this is one of the most important ones. So one is, how did we get here? Two, red flags. Three, should I talk about it? And four, what is the takeaway? And what do we go on from now? Okay, so like I said, this is the fourth episode. So personal assistant, let's talk about it. What does it mean? What am I entailing? Let's get into it already. So part of being a friend is helping them out when they need a favor and offering emotional support when they're going through a very tough time. But a friendship is a two-way process, and you both need to be there for each other, or else it can feel almost exploited. in a relationship like this, you can't really benefit out of it, especially if you're the personal assistant. Usually it just starts off, and just the first rule, how did we get here? Usually just starts off with them asking for itty bitty favors. And a little, also just a little bit of a, like a red flag beforehand. One is that you guys have barely met, or you guys have known each other for a very long time. This is only speaking from a perspective of somebody that is either a coworker where you guys are in a working environment and you guys are constantly, you know, up and active, or this is from a friend from way back, or this is from like recently. Because I feel like in a friendship, you should, or in at a work environment, especially in a friendship, you should always take note. You shouldn't always analyze your friends, but you should definitely look into how their mannerism is, how they act in certain situations. And, you know, if they're constantly being like, oh, I can just get somebody else to do it, or they're not really solving their own issues by their own, it'll most likely happen that you'll become a personal assistant and you don't even realize it, because it starts off with you guys doing things together, and then it just ends up being you. So that's the issue. And it's even worse at a working environment. It's even worse at a working environment because the only thing I can think about is just changing shifts with that person. Because if I were to work with somebody who always was telling me, do this, do that, do that, do that, it would feel very overwhelming for me. I wouldn't feel 100% comfortable just literally sitting and just resting at work. And yes, you can rest at work. So that's one. Okay, so a little on the red flag side, I want to move on with number two. So number two, one of the most naked eye, most obvious red flags is that they don't acknowledge your achievements. They don't really care for what you do. And they mostly put everything that you're doing with your life to the side so they can talk about their issues and how you should help fix them. In a way, it's like therapy. I feel like in some cases, some friends can be a good therapist. Like, they can actually be there for you and they can help you, you know, get through a really hard time, but, you know, don't overexceed it. Don't make it into where you guys have to have like appointments every Thursday after 9. Don't make it a consistent thing. Another red flag, obviously, is you're doing their tasks. Like, you're either doing their homework, you're taking phone calls for them, you're making space for them, as in, like, you are taking time out of your schedule to be there. You don't really acknowledge your own schedule. You don't really care, because you just want to be around them and you want to be there for them. Let's not do that. You know, if you know you have things to do that day, if you know you have things you have homework, or, you know, you are really tired from work and you need to just rest, don't take phone calls, you know. Don't go to that event that they want you to go so bad. Don't do study. Don't do anything if you don't want to do it. That's one of the cases. If you're not really interested in them, if you're not really interested in seeing them, you don't have to, you know. And if they take that personally, like, of course, like, communicate, like, I just really would like to focus on myself. It's self-care, it's me time. I don't really mean to be like blunt or direct, but you feel like that's the only way for them to understand that you want personal space and you don't want to have to be manhandled with personal tasks and being at work all the time, you know. Or if you have a man and he constantly is asking to do favors, I mean, he's constantly asking favors out of you. And that is something I will never slide. Wake up and break up. I don't care what the case is. just be safe out there, guys. Don't do anything extreme like doing their homework or anything like that. Don't feel like you're obligated to do anything unless you guys' bond is that close. Like I said, you guys communicated it out before it actually went to conflict. Then honestly, you do you. I don't really know everybody's personal relationship with their friends or their coworker or their boyfriends or their girlfriends or their partner in general. But if this is a relationship that you guys feel like you guys don't know each other enough to do personal things for them, do not do it. Just do it out of the curiosity. Just do it out of like secureness. Just don't do it if you are not 100% comfortable doing it, or you're not, it's not the right time. Eventually they'll find somebody else to do it, or crazy thing, they might just do it themselves. Isn't that crazy? Wow. So that was number two. Okay, we're gonna talk about number three. Should you talk about it? Do not go to anybody else about this. Always be direct to that person. Now, I feel like in my other couple, one or two podcasts, I said that you should talk to somebody else. But for this, since this is a personal issue and it's only directed by two people, or maybe in your case, maybe it's like other people as well. And I hope it's not. You should definitely come to them directly and say like, hey, like, why do you feel you can just make me do things? Like, but don't say like that, because what you're doing is you're giving them power. But you want to communicate with them and be like, hey, I can't keep doing favors for you. Like, you know, you don't have to say like, I love you, but I can't do it. You don't have to say anything like this. You can be very direct and be like, hey, I don't really want to do certain things with you because I have a schedule. I have things to do. And I'd really appreciate it if you just respected that. Period, point blank. And if they understand, they will be like, oh, well, I didn't know, like, but I respect you and I don't want to do that. And I don't want to make you feel like you have to do things. I don't ever want you to feel like you're neglected in a way, in any certain way. It should be something like that, at least, you know? But if it's something like, they're like, oh, but you do them anyway, so I was just guessing that you would do it, like, please don't waste your time with somebody like that. They don't care. They are only using you for the mere fact that you will do things for them. It is sad we have to live in an environment where people can just come up to other people and ask for favors, even though you guys don't know each other. You guys have a bond. You guys don't even understand each other's differences. You know, you realize that it's gone too far sometimes. Some people realize it. And I'm hoping, you know, you don't ever have to run into people like this in your life, because there will be either a lot of conflict or it'll end very shortly. You know, people that want to be personal, people that want personal assistance will end it, will cut the relationship shortly if they are not acceding to them, if they are not with them at any matter. Like, they're not getting things for them on time, they're not doing things with them on time, they don't want to go to an event, so they feel like they have to ask somebody else, they don't tell you about things anymore. It's literally that quick. It's like at a blink of an eye. Okay, and our very last thing, that is number four. What is the takeaway? What do you get from this? If I'm being totally honest, I'm not really sure what it is for the other person that is treating the person like a personal assistant. But for the personal assistant, I feel like this is a lesson to never take advantage of your time. Never feel like you have to change anything so you can be fit for them. Always take advantages, always take risks, but never feel like you have to stoop down in any way and lower your standard as a person for another person. Because in a way, it is very dangerous to be emotionally infused with somebody that only invests in your time when it is beneficial for them. So just be aware of those things. And always take mental health days, always make sure everything's okay. I feel like for people that are getting out of a really bad relationship with anybody, always take mental health breaks. Make sure you take advantages of those times you're alone. But that doesn't mean buy ice cream and sleep in bed all day. I've experienced that. It is not the best idea. Read, take a walk, listen to music. Me, I make music when I'm not in the best mood. Always figure out an alternative for anything. But this one is kind of like a quick episode where I feel like I just have to be straightforward with you guys. These people are not the best. You know, they only seek one thing out of you, and it is tasks. You do their tasks. You do things for them. So don't do that. When you grow up, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but when you grow up and you get to a certain age and you get busy and you don't have time to go out, you don't have time to do certain things, you gotta stabilize that. You know, I'm not saying that you should always make time for everyone, but you should always figure out a time where you can spend time with them at a good space, a good area, a good mindset. Be a little selfish. It's okay. If there's one thing I've learned, it's okay to be selfish sometimes. Okay, that is it for my episode. I did enjoy talking about this. I'm sorry if it's a little crazy, even though it's not. But I really enjoyed talking about this episode.